Hey everyone, Remy Maya here, founder of Hollows Body, and today I'm with Aiden. What's up, man?
Kia ora, how's it going?
Can you please introduce yourself real quick?
So my name's Aiden. I'm a general manager and one of the shareholders for Fika Gym Group, which is in New Zealand, based up in Auckland. I've been with the group 2 years now, and just, yeah, I guess building the brand and that's what I've been brought on board to do. So
awesome. And so what was the situation before, you know, you joined the Hollows Body program? What was the situation before that?
Yeah, so we went through a really good pocket in the first probably 6 months of me being with the group, and both gyms were kind of growing and it was looking really good. And then obviously we started to hit the COVID lockdown scenarios where both gyms went into lockdown for a little bit of time, and then we went into the really, really big Auckland lockdown, which was over, I think it was like 4 months, 5 months. So it was quite a long time. And then the disruption after that, it was still quite damning for the business. So that's when we kind of looked at some options online and came across your advertisement and things. That's when we kind of reached out to you.
What was it that was like not working with your business before the program?
I think we were too
main struggle, the main bottleneck.
Yeah, I think we were too heavily focused on like our membership number opposed to like the revenue per member. We really lacked the systems and processes to onboard new members, and even like just like gaining the leads and things. So we didn't really have the lead catchment service and the nurturing service to like really, you know, make full advantage of our ad spend. So we'd be spending, you know, a decent amount on marketing, but the leads were kind of just going into Facebook and not going anywhere, or you know, there was no follow-up sequence, even if it was automated. So all of that really like impacted the business. So even if someone messaged on Facebook and then our staff would kind of forget about it and they'd almost get lost in the atmosphere, and that's a potential lead that we pay for that we can't look back on that easily. Which I guess I always knew that was an area that the business needed to look at, but it was also, I guess, getting other owners and investors to buy into that idea and concept. Yeah.
Right, because you're the manager, right, of those two locations, those two gyms.
Yeah.
We spoke with you and the owners also. But you first found the Hollows Body program, right? And then you wanted to do it. What have you tried in the past before doing the Hollows Body program that didn't work?
We tried a lot of like marketing experts and things like that, where they come in and help you with your Facebook marketing ad spend and things. But what we found was it was very like very corporate kind of targeting, and like the ads weren't genuine. It was kind of just for mass production of leads, and you get very poor quality leads, or you get a lot of engagement and they'd be focusing on the impressions but not actually what was coming in the door.
We don't really care about impressions. What we want is just new clients who stay, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when you're like a new business owner or like getting into it for the first time or not understanding the back end of Facebook, impressions sound good. You've reached 5,000 people, 10,000 people, but like if only two people sign up to the gym, it doesn't really matter if you've got 10,000 people looking at an advert. You know, it could be a really shit advert and just people just don't engage.
And so how did we help you guys with, you know, Hollows Body, my team and I, how did we help you guys? What changed?
I think the big thing for us was around mindset of how to train up like myself and my mindset to then put that onto the other staff as well in our group. where it's like upselling current clients and things, where like currently we're still 70 members down from what we were pre-COVID, but our revenue's as high as what it was pre-COVID, and it just comes down to, you know, better systems, better processes, better upselling, but knowing how to do that in a way that's not just trying to like get more out of your members. It's more of that genuine approach, and I guess finding those pain points.
Pre COVID numbers with 70 less clients. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. And so you did that in like, in what? You advertised for the last
only a couple of months, two or 3 months of really like pushing our advertisement. And I'd say probably 2 months of actually drumming up decent advertisement. Our internal marketing was really strong, and I think that was quite helpful, having those training tips and having the ability to put our staff into little elements of the course where they don't have to go through the whole course, but they might sit one module, and it kind of trains them up on, I guess, conversions, like lead conversions, and finding someone's pain point and how to ask the right questions, because my staff really care and they put in a lot of effort, but sometimes they don't necessarily ask the right questions or ask it in a way that's maybe not perceived as the best way, so we don't get the right response. So putting them through those courses definitely helped a lot.
So you mentioned mindset. What do you mean with that? What does that mean, mindset? For people, you know, for other gym owners watching us right now or that will watch the recording, what do you mean by mindset?
Mindset and for us was mainly about believing in what you're selling. So for us, we were putting in so much effort, but our staff still didn't quite see the true value of what they were really providing. So it's changing your mindset from going, oh, it's expensive, to going, oh, well, actually, it's really cheap, it's like for the effort that you're putting in. So that was like the big mindset that shifted with our staff over the last 3 months, where now they're kind of going, with all the effort that's been put in, they're going, oh, actually, we should be charging more. This is, you know, quite a cheap alternative for what we should be paying and the effort that we're putting in. I remember having a conversation, and it was like, we were going to put the 6-week journey and base it at $250 New Zealand. And then I think Anthony, I had a call with Anthony, and he was like, no, it's way too cheap.
So, and just for people watching the video, who is Anthony?
So he's one of the, he's a perfect gym owner. So he's also with Hollow's Body, one of the mentors.
Right. He's one of the mentors at Hollow's Body was also coaching you. So you have access to Lauren, you have access to myself, you have access to Anthony as well. And Anthony was your gym owner mentor. And so, what did he say then, Anthony?
Oh, he said it was too cheap. And initially I was like, oh, you reckon? And I went through the mindset modules with Lauren, and it kind of made me realize, okay, maybe it is too cheap. We'll give it a go. And still, you're always going to be 50-50 until you get that first person across the line. And then it was my mindset was converted. It was now converting the staff, because they were the ones that were going to be delivering the product at the end of the day. I think overall, like, you just start to realize throughout the process, you're like, that is quite cheap still for the amount of effort that we're getting or putting in. The mindset modules and just the like mindset training on how to upsell and I guess believe in what you're providing so that the client just buys into it. And I firmly believe like we could double the price of the challenge or the journey, and we may not have like as many people going on it, but then we don't need to be looking after as many people as well, which is good as well, because then you're not burning yourself out
You have less clients than, you know, before the pandemic, but you're making more revenue and more profit, right? Yeah. Also, it's not just in terms of revenue, probably your profit is also much better now than what it used to be.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like throughout the whole process, it wasn't just like we learned from, obviously putting a 6-week journey in place and tailoring it specifically to a person and increasing the revenue or increasing the price, but it was also like, what else can we do? So it was like, if someone doesn't want a 6-week journey because they're too expensive for them, well, we can sell a nutrition plan or, so many different options.
Right. Great. And so it was about changing your own mindset about the pricing, right?
Yeah.
But also your delivery changed a little bit also, right? Can you tell us a bit about that? The way you deliver to your clients.
Yeah, I think like the way that we delivered it was a lot more professional and just more confident too. I guess it was a lot more structured with the booking systems that we could set up with Max Out and really tailoring that time slot for that individual. And even going through like the resources that you guys provided with almost like templates with questions. So it kind of gives each person that comes in the door the same kind of experience rather than, a completely different experience when they come through. So it's kind of just like going in and seeing a GP, which makes the visit feel more upmarket and high end rather than just coming and seeing a gym trainer.
Yeah. And so how many new clients are we talking about here in those 2 months of advertising, right? You said 2 months of advertising.
Yeah, 2 months of advertising.
How many clients are we talking about here in those last 2 months?
At least so last month we ended up with 40 new clients on the books just for last month at one location, and then another 50 on the books for the other location.
15, you said? 50.
Yeah, 50.
50. So that's 90 clients over 1 month, yeah?
Yeah, and then you'd say like maybe 80% of that would have come from the Facebook marketing. Like our last advert, which we wouldn't have produced something like that if it wasn't for the program. The last advert we put out in 7 days, we had 43 leads and cost per client or cost per acquisition was like $2.90 instead of our other results, which is 35 or 55 before we were going into the program. So just the sheer amount of leads that are coming through the door, it's almost like we have to pause the leads just to catch up on people and then reactivate the campaigns again.
Right, awesome. So 90 new clients in just 1 month, and the month before that,
The month before that, I'll just bring it up.
So I'm just going to share my screen real quick, just so that you can see what's up with Aiden here. So this is what you're doing here. 70% scheduling rates, 92.6 show up rate, and 65% closing rate, enrollment rate. Here, this is your pipeline. So this is the pipeline for one of the gyms, right?
Yeah.
And then here, this is the pipeline for the other gym, right? And so we track what's going on here. And then we calculate the number of new clients and the scheduling rate and all those things, right? This is where it's coming from, those numbers, right?
Mm.
Awesome. 90 new clients. And so, that was for the last 30 days. And then the month before that, do you know how many?
Month before that was a little bit lower. It was around 60 new clients.
60.
Yeah. So it's starting to pick up, which we started to expect because it's coming into summer.
Right, you were just getting started. It was like the warm-up kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that last advert, I think, kind of stumped us all when it was just the influx of new people and bookings and all that. It was just, yeah, pretty insane.
So basically, you just got 150 new clients in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know how much front-end cash you got? So what I mean by front-end cash is the cash collected, even though you're getting also members that will pay you, you know,
yeah.
You know, a monthly membership over, let's say, 12 months, because they're going to stay for a year, you're going to make more cash, right, in the future. But how yeah. much did you collect already?
Well, at Volition so far, we've had, like, I think over 15 people join our, like, 6-week program. And then Manukau, because only Manukau was launched only really last month for the program, but I think they've got 5 people on the program in terms of that, and that's 600 each for that. And then in terms of front-end cash, we always charge like a setup fee to the club, so it's $58 per person to register for the gym, and then obviously the membership just kicks in. But it's, yeah, that's one thing that we've got to track a little bit closer, is like the amount of, like, say, nutrition plans that are purchased and all that sort of stuff, and really populate that and make sure we're tracking that side. We do track our products sold and all that for the month. And it goes to show with products sold how much we're earning, and just like the fact that we're able to bounce back from that pre-COVID number to our current revenue status with less people. So, and it's quite a considerable amount, because you'd say, like, at like West Auckland, it would be, say, 70 people down at, let's say, like $16 a week is roughly like 58,000 a year. And it's probably almost $5,000 a month extra that we're getting out of product sales and things, just to match that pre-COVID revenue number. So,
you added 5,000 recurring.
Yeah, yeah. So we would have had to have added 5,000 recurring per month in order to be level with what we were earning pre-COVID with less people on the books.
Right. And now you're already doing more than the pre-COVID yeah. numbers. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you added $5,000 in revenue per month. And how much did you spend on ads to reach that, to get those results?
So to date, I think we've spent about $3,000 in adverts to date. And that's across, like, that's from the very beginning of jumping on with Max Out. So I can start to see it really kind of even or being way more profitable in the long term. Obviously, right. It's kind of just getting everything out there initially. And it does take some people a few weeks after, like, seeing an advert, and it's almost like that nurture process of new adverts going out and, like, retargeting, and then they start to come through. Because some people don't necessarily just jump on the ad straight away.
So here, if I do some math, 3,000 divided by the 150 clients you got, that's $20 to get a new client.
Yeah.
Right. And so you said 5,000 recurring. Those people will stay with you for how long, you think? A year? Did they sign an agreement for a year?
Yeah.
Right. They signed an agreement for a year. So if I do 5,000 times 12, that's 60K.
Yeah.
And actually here, we only calculated with the recurring revenue, but also you got some transformational programs, right? Clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where here you generated also more. Do you know how much you made with that?
It's 600 per client, looking at least 20 clients on the books for that.
So if I do 600 times 20, that's an extra 12K to the 60K, basically, right?
Yeah.
So 60K plus the 12. So now that's $72,000 that you made. when you were talking about $5,000 per month, you were speaking about the added service that you added in terms of nutrition coaching, accountability coaching, right?
Yeah. So just like the nutrition plans and things like that. So just the product sales.
Gotcha. Yeah, product
sales. Not memberships or anything like that.
Okay. So now let's do the math again when we include those product sales, so which is nutrition, accountability coaching, all those things. Yeah. The memberships, and also I would say the transformational program that you sold.
Yeah.
So the 5,000 a month, is it, should we add to that to the memberships also?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So actually membership, the membership is at 78, you said, per month.
Yeah. Right? So that's on average. Yeah.
78 a month, right? You said the.
Yeah.
I think it was 78 per month. So if I do 78 times 150, now that's 11.7, right? Per month. 11,700. We need to add the 5,000 to that also, yes?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so now we're talking about 11,700 for the memberships plus the 5,000 for nutrition coaching, accountability coaching, all those things. Yeah. So now we're talking about 16.7K per month that you added.
Yeah.
Right? And so those people actually stay for a year, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so times 12. So that's 200,000 and 400. Also, you sold some 6 weeks transformational programs. You sold 20 of them at $600. So that's 12K.
Yeah. Right?
So I'm going to add plus 12K. So now we're actually talking about $212,400.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah.
And so you're getting clients for $20, right? You spent $3,000 to get those 150 clients. 3,000 divided by 150, that's $20 per new client. And then the return on ad spend or the return on investment is $212,400 divided by the 3,000 that you spend on ads, which is 71x. So it means that each and every time that you invest $1, it actually becomes $71.
Yeah.
Right? You're multiplying your money by 71.
Yeah.
Just to recap, 90 clients the last month, 60 clients the month before that. That's 150 in the last 2 months. That's like 17K a month, basically, that you have recurring now.
Yeah.
Plus you had some front-end cash with like 6 week challenges, but that's a total of 212,000 in revenue and you're multiplying your money by 71X.
Yeah.
All right. Great. That's awesome. Congrats, man.
Yes.
And you're just getting started, right?
Yeah, and I think like we're to note as well throughout the whole process, like we had, you know, like restructuring with staff and team and contractors that we had to go through, and that was all part of like the mindset training, which really helped with, you know, if you have someone that's not on board with what you're doing as a business, you can try and, you know, see where their mindset's at and try get them to, I guess, go with what you're wanting to do, but under their vision. But if you still can't do that, then you have to also know how to kind of dismiss that person as well, or just say, hey, look, I don't think we're in line with where we want to go and all that sort of thing. So we went through all of that, as well as, I guess, building this platform and reshaping what was a 24/7 gym into like a holistic kind of training center.
Right.
And probably 4 months, which was pretty crazy.
Right. Yeah, because it's not like you were doing a lot of personal training or group coaching, right?
No,
it's
no.
Not so like you had a small gym of 150 members, like a CrossFit gym, providing that type of intimacy already.
No.
It was more like of a 24/7 gym that you had, and
yeah.
That now you're converting into a more holistic transformation center, right? A more
yeah.
transformation gym. Can you explain to us what happened here to do that transition? And you're continuing to do that transition, but you're getting started here. But what are the main steps for you to do that, for gym owners to do that?
Yeah, I think like it came down to a lot more personability and I guess communication with the members, more so on like trying to get them into the gym in person, because everyone's so used to kind of doing their thing. And we had a lot of in-person like personability with the gym during staffed hours, but outside of those hours you get a lot of people coming in and using the space, and they wouldn't necessarily be part of that vibe, culture, know what's going on and all that sort of side. So getting those people into the gym and, you know, organizing free consultations and sitting them down and going over what we're trying to achieve and sending out emails with really cool kind of videos as to what the club's up to and what we're looking at doing and how what it all means, rather than like kind of just marketing internally and or just trying to market externally to people and trying to get new people in. Because, you know, we had 1300 members that, you know, we did the math, if we converted 20% of it, we wouldn't even need to market externally to get all this extra revenue. So a lot of like internal marketing and I guess doing it in the right way, rather than just being like, hey guys, we've got a $600 program, like come do it. It was more putting it out there like, oh, we've got we're turning into a holistic wellness center. We'd love to sit you down and go through what that means, like we, you know, where you're currently at with your training. And I guess it was a good way to do it without making it sound like a sales pitch or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. And so where do you see the business going now in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years? Where do you see this going? Where do you see this going?
I see it being quite a like big beast in the long term. We've still got a lot to learn and a lot to implement with systems, staff, like even equipment and things, because we're kind of getting so busy at one of the gyms that we need to look at. The next thing is equipment and different variety of gear with our functional training, just because we could get away with what we had before. But I think going into this space, it's starting to, yeah, you need that variety. But we're also looking at the corporate wellness side, which I guess is more, or is quite exciting, because it allows us to not focus always on membership number, which is what we're trying to stay clear of. So looking at supporting businesses around us with corporate holistic wellbeing training, which I think is basically like what we offer our members, but for corporates. So not just focusing on, you know, selling to current members or getting people in the doors as members, but yeah, I guess growing that area of the business, and not just focusing on us as a gym, but
right.
that wellbeing center where we can do it remotely and, you know, you don't have to come into the gym to get the same kind of service.
Awesome. And if I may ask, how did that change your personal life as a general manager of those gyms?
It's definitely showing me to like take a step back and also train up the staff and give them the accountability, because before I used to be very much, I'll do everything, like Yeah, and the staff were great, but they also, I guess, they relied on me a lot to do stuff. Whereas now they do thrive a bit more with the direction. So long as they kind of know what to do and they've been given the training, yeah, they get stuck in, and it allows me to step back. Like, I've got my seven-month-old puppy and at the moment, so he keeps me occupied and allows me to get out and do things for my personal life rather than sitting there all the time and being so absorbed with the gym that get home and I don't have time to go out with mates or anything like that. So yeah, it's taught me a lot about delegation and and about my own well-being too, I guess.
Great. So less stress, yes?
Yeah, less stress, different stress, but like less stress. Like, you learn how to deal with it better, I think.
What would you tell gym owners or gym managers like yourself who are considering the Hollows Body program, but are not, you know, booking a call with me yet, or, you know, are afraid that it might be too good to be true, or that it's not going to work for them? What would you say?
I'm a firm believer of like what you put in, you get out. So if you do the Hollows Body course and you don't engage with like the weekly video, weekly catch-ups, or, you know, or give you a message at whatever time of the day to ask a question, if you don't do that, then of course, like, yeah, you're only going to get so much out of the course. But if you jump in and you ask as many questions as you can, and you like engage with the videos and you do all the training and you just ask questions, I think that's the biggest one, is just get stuck in and ask lots of questions, and, you know, hound the heck out of Remy and Anthony to give you answers if you need, because like that's how you're going to get to your goal a lot faster. And you'll get a lot out of the course.
Right, because it's not just, I mean, it's not like it's just an online course. The online course is for you to get the minimal knowledge, but it's a one-on-one consulting program. You have access to me on a one-on-one level, and it's unlimited for the 3 months of the program. You have access to Anthony a lot also. You have access to Lauren. It's a lot of one-on-one coaching. And we also do group coaching calls, right? Twice a week. I mean, we have two different time zones. So for you, it was only once, but you can also watch the recordings of the other time zone.
Yeah.
It's a lot of actually group coaching and one-on-one coaching. And the course is here for you to get the minimal knowledge. But we've been pretty available for you guys, right? When you had questions.
Yeah, definitely. And there's times when you'll be watching the course and obviously you may not, I know I was bad, I'd have it on one screen and I was kind of doing another thing over here and I'd miss little elements and I was like, oh shit, I don't know how to do that part. And so I just hit up Anthony or yourself, Remy, and just be like, hey, I'm not sure if it was in the course or I missed it, but can you explain how to do this? And it'd be done within like a couple of hours, which was perfect, because yeah, there's bits in there, like we had issues with our Facebook API and proxy, all of our Facebook was all over the place in terms of the back end, but sitting down on a call with you for like 2 hours, we'd managed to get it all sorted. And without doing that, I don't know if we would have ever really managed to get it sorted without paying another expert, like a couple of $1,000 just to go in and sort it all out. So I think there's a lot of value in the program if you put your head to it and you actually like look at what needs to be done and ask lots of questions, then you're going to get the value out of it. Yeah, there's a lot of value. Like, and you've got to be creative. Like, I think there's a few times that I've question things with the like max out platform, Remy, and you'd be like, oh, that's a good idea, or I've like my other clients don't do that with the platform. And I think it's go into it and just like research the heck out of it, go into every nook and cranny of max out, and you'll can find lots of tools. Like now we've converted our trainers from paying rent to the gym to commission based. So we actually get 25% out of their PT sessions. But now Max Out tracks all of that with the Zapier.
Right, so here people watching us here or watching the recording, they might not know what we're talking about here with the Max Out, right? I'm just gonna share my screen real quick. This is what we're talking about. So the Max Out platform is the software that we use to do the ads, to automate. It's a CRM. It's what we use to communicate with people via SMS or text or emails or Messenger or Instagram or even WhatsApp. That's what we use to do all those things. And so what you're saying here, Aiden, is that, yeah, you've been asking some great questions in order to automate a bunch of things. For instance, when you do personal training, right, you wanted to calculate how much to give your coaches for the personal training sessions, and so that we can give them a commission. So we created all the automation for that, so that now you have a system, you have a tool, so that it tells you right away how much you should pay your coaches in commissions. So what you're saying is that, yeah, you've been using the unlimited one-on-one consulting with us, with Anthony, with myself, quite well. And that's why also you've got great results, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we wouldn't have had this setup if it wasn't for the one-on-one coaching calls. Because I think maybe we go over it in the course, but like I say, when you're going through the whole course, you may not be at that stage yet, but you watch all the recordings, and then it may be applicable later on when you're going into that for your business. And so when you get to that point, like, oh, actually, I don't know how to do that. And that's when you can reach out to yourself and get shown how to do it. So just even the automation of all those things probably saves me like a couple of days worth of time at the end of each month, populating everything and, you know, calculating how much a trainer should get and all that sort of stuff. So I guess, yeah, if you've got a slightly older system or your system doesn't do it, this system would probably be able to do it. Or like we found, if there's a will, there's a way. And like Remy always managed to sort out a way of doing it, even if like, you know, we didn't have it as a system before. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to teach everything in the course. The course is really for you to, you know, to get started. And then we tweak everything with you on a one-on-one level. Yeah.
Yeah, and also learn as you go too, because like it's very easy to be like, oh, no, we're not quite ready yet, or, you know, but sometimes you just got to take the leap of faith and learn as you go as well. Like, we implemented a whole new online personal training system that we've never used before, and we were like, oh no, we'll video all of the workouts, so like it's all our gym, you know, like every workout. But then it was unrealistic to do that because it was going to take too much time and effort and money to get that up and running. So we just used the preset videos, and it works, it's fine, no one cares, and everyone's happy. In the future, we might do that, but, you know, get the revenue coming in first, and then you can look at like scaling it and making it more fancy and putting more bells and whistles in. But simplify it as much as you can, but give them a product that's worth the value that you're pitching. So don't pull the wool over people's eyes and try charging $1,000 and it's a pretty basic thing on Excel or something that looks cheap and nasty. Make sure it looks nice and is presentable and all that, but don't waste too much time getting it out. Because we probably did that a little bit. We waited a little bit too long to get it out. Yeah, we took the leap of faith, and glad that we did, because we'd probably still be sitting there redesigning videos to put into it. So,
Yeah. Right, man. Congratulations for those 150 clients in the last 2 months. That's amazing. For just $20 per new client. That's great. So congrats again. Thank you so much for your time. Gym owners or gym managers watching the video, if you want to learn more about the program, go to holosbody.com. So that's HOLOSBODY.com. And then you can type also /free call so that you can book a call with me. We're going to speak for an hour or a bit more, an hour and a half sometimes, to make sure that, you know, you're ready for the Holos Body program. We do not invite every gym owners or every general manager to join the program. You have to be a fit for it. But if you're fit, then it's a great news, because you'll be able to join the program. We only invite the ones that we know for sure will get the results. So if you get invited, well, that's what you can, that's the type of results that you can get, right? 150 new members in the last 2 months, and you're just getting started. So I'm quite confident that you'll be able to continue acquiring more clients and more high tickets, right? More and more, you're going to serve more so that you can charge more, so that you will need less clients to make more money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks again, man.
Yep, cheers. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.